Have you finally awoken? You don't want to move around too much. Those silly humans seem to have given you some kind of sedative. Far too strong, if you ask me, considering you've been asleep for quite some time. How long? The entire night? They left you out in the open air with not a blanket to cover your exposed form. Your arms and legs were tied as though you were being prepared like a piece of meat, strung up against the cold stone, with only your thin robes to protect you from the night chill. A truly despicable way to treat one of their own, I've never understood it. Who am I? A name. Oh well, I suppose that one of the more convenient names I've taken is Elisara. I have others, of course, but not all can be spoken in your human tongue. Hey now, you don't need to get off the floor. That's far from necessary in my presence. Now just... Good. Now stay. Put. I'll not have you passing out on me. Silly humans. Always so dreadfully formal. I go through the trouble of bringing you to my chambers, warming the room to protect your fragile constitution, and now you try to push yourself too hard. No. I'm not mad at you, simply, if I had not chanced upon the altar during that night, I dread the idea of what could have happened to you. Would the humans have checked in on you? Made sure that you are all right? What if a wolf found you? What if... They could have at least left a note at my domain. They know where the entrance is, for goodness sake. Well, at least I think they still do. Maybe that was my last village at the... Why were you strung up on the stone of the... my altar, anyways? Oh. A sacrifice. And it's been a very long time since humans have given me a live sacrifice. How utterly barbaric. Although it's true that you are very... pleasing to look at, but why were you chosen? Goodness, they really thought things through. No family, poor little thing, and not even a lover, Entirely untouched, inexperienced. Now, that's quite a surprise considering your appeal. And what exactly do they wish for me to do for them? Humans always want something in exchange. So the village is in trouble. Drought and famine. How terrible. They wish for my protection again, do they? I thought that they could be independent by now, but... I suppose that even such a lovely village could fall to ruin if one does not pay close attention. No, do not try to kneel again. Like I said, it's entirely unnecessary. Besides, you're already in my bed. If you are to be a sacrifice in exchange for my renewed protection, then that is exactly where I want you. It is but a small thing to bring the rains again. That blessed water, which nurtures an abundance of life, is within my domain of power to call upon. Of course, I am not the mind to take an unwilling sacrifice. That is for other gods and goddesses to enjoy. I, on the other hand, prefer vessels that wish to take what I offer. Seeing as you were bound and drugged upon my altar, it does not seem as though you were willing. But as you are so delicious looking, I do hope that you are willing. It would be such a waste to let one such as you go. Perhaps I should tell you exactly what I am offering to sweeten the deal, In exchange for my power, my protection over your beloved village, I offer you more than a lifetime of wonders. I will dress you in the finest of fabrics, soft as a butterfly's wing, as they were laid upon your skin. And you will eat foods that you have never even dreamt of. Your body will be bathed in only the blessed waters of rejuvenation, keeping your form young and beautiful. If you so wish, we will travel to lands unknown to you, as swift as the wind, and I will give you access to my unending library, so that you may nourish your mind with knowledge normally hidden from mortals. This is my offer to you. In exchange, well, you will be completely mine in every way that a mortal could be. This body of yours, you will give to me in exchange for my protection. And I will certainly treat it very, very, very well. Does that not sound like an agreeable exchange? Are you willing? Then we have a deal. And you are now mine. I'll just... There. The rains will come soon enough. And when you are fully recovered, I will take you to your village so that you may witness the outcome of our exchange. Does that please you? Wonderful. Wonderful indeed. Then, since you are already in my bed and so pliant, I think I will have a little taste of your essence. Ever since I saw your lovely form, bound and exposed in the night, I have felt a need to have you all to myself. How fortunate that fate has made it so. Do not be alarmed. I will not eat you. Yet. Just let me have a little taste. A little appetizer. Something to sate this hunger that I find growing inside of me now that you have accepted our exchange. It's been so, so long since I have received a proper sacrifice. I must mark you, claim you, so that others do not even think to look upon you as anything other than mine.